My attention turned back to the upper stairwell towards the ceiling, where something winked at me. I squinted back. It was an unusual piece of art dangling from the ceiling. It was like a wind chime, but it had a collection of delicate glass birds hanging from a nearly invisible set of wires. The sunlight bounced off the avian creatures, scattering beautiful glints of violet, orange, and yellow around the porch. Spots faded in and out on the floors and the walls. It floated soundlessly and slowly rotated in space like a dance. It was tangible temptation, pure temptation. I had to touch it. It was so beautiful. I needed to feel its beauty in my fingers to connect to its forbidden fragility. It was the apple, and I was the child version of Eve. I made my way up to the top stair, which offered the best vantage point, and created a reasonable tactile reaching distance. Magellan's daughter might have been warning me, "Don't touch it. Don't." While she chirped in the background, I reached out in front of me. I stretched my short arms, seeing the colored shadows jump and kiss my raw skin. I stretched as best I could towards the glass devil in disguise. Contact. But I was too zealous. It was violent contact. Too much. The birds thrashed and contorted, and they spun around destructively. The invisible line became their noose. "Uh-oh," I whispered, but it was too late. The beautiful piece of art was a convoluted mess, and before I could reach again to amend myself, old Lady Magellan burst in from the door, nearly knocking me down the stone stairwell. "Oh," she howled. Look at what you've done. Look at what you've done," she bellowed even louder. She had to have been watching me. I should have known. Old people had better sight than we give them credit for. I felt shame all over me, and my face flushed red. Her granddaughter remained a silent witness behind me. I was too shocked to do anything. I couldn't run. I didn't want to say anything back to her. Prior experience told me that doing that just evokes more yelling from said adult. Her face was a brilliant shade of purple, a stark contrast to her white, wiry hair. Her wrinkling and spotted face scared me. I had never seen her up close before. She was a troll, a very short but very angry troll.